Hi, everyone. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Jeremy.
Authors of See You at the Campground, a guide to discovering community, connection, and a happier family in the great outdoors.
10 years ago, we bought a pop-up camper that changed our lives and introduced us to the joys of RV travel.
Join us now as we talk about where to camp, what gear to bring, and the best food to cook.
We'll also keep you dialed in with the latest RV innovations for people in the know.
Pull up a chair and join us around the digital campfire.
This is the RV Atlas. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the brand new fall season of the RV Atlas. And I think the first thing I want to say to all of you is that if it feels like 2020 is coming to get you, you're not alone. You're not alone.
You're in good company. I think it's true. I just think everybody knows that that's true. It's not an imaginary made-up feeling.
Well, listen, our RV recently kind of saved our lives during the most stressful week of our lives. So we're going to tell that story this week. It's been a wild ride for us, buying and selling two houses that we own. And we ended up living in the RV for a while, and we are still there. But before we dive in and catch you up with our crazy lives, we have a sponsored message from our friends at Go Power, and we are thrilled to have them back on the show.
Go Power has been the industry leader for mobile solar systems and solutions since 1996. Their high-quality solar chargers, inverters, controllers, and power accessories offer a durable, dependable, and cost-effective solution for mobile power needs where grid power is inaccessible, unavailable, or unsustainable.
And we've had Go Power solar systems on our last two RVs. And Stephanie, I will never own an RV again without solar.
I forget what it's like to not have solar in an RV, and I don't want to remember.
It's pretty clutch
anymore.
In the driveway as well.
So GoPower not only makes their best equipment available, they also offer the best support. The GoPower support section on their website offers technical support, installation assistance, and answers to frequently asked questions.
And their learning center will help you figure out how much solar you need, what sized inverter to get for your RV, and how to boost your battery health, and so much more.
There has never been a better time to add a GoPower solar system to your RV and hit the open road. And with over 1 million solar panels sold and 25 years of experience, they are the brand to trust for your mobile power needs. Go to gpelectric.com and also follow them on Instagram at GoPowerSolar.
So, Stephanie, it has been a wild and crazy fall for our family. And which has everything to do with selling our home and selling a rental home that we've owned, which was our first home that we bought years ago, soon after we first got married. And the RV has also ended up at the center of these crazy few weeks. And I guess like what I want to say in this episode is that RV ownership has taken on a totally different meaning to me. These last 6 months or so. I mean, for 10 years, it's been the way we vacation with our families, the way we travel up and down the coast and have fun. But this year, it's actually been sort of a life support system and an anchor for us.
Well, while you've been busy complaining that we haven't been able to travel in our RV as much as we always do, and you just have, you know, constantly been like, wah, 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 about that.
There's been a lot of wah, wah.
I have been repeatedly reminding you that we have, in fact, used our RV. Just used RV more than we ever have before in 2020. So RV ownership was different. However, it was not a waste. Thank goodness we had that RV
so valuable
the whole time.
We are literally on the 20th straight night, I think, we've spent in our RV.
Well, yes, that's true. But it's also a little bit misleading when you say it that way, because we actually were only full-time. Right? I was a full-time RVer for 3 days, right?
No,
three full days.
Seven.
Not,
wow. Oh my gosh, you've lost it. We spent 7 days without a home, without an address.
We closed on a Friday afternoon at about 1:30 on our home that we were selling. And we closed on the home that we were buying on Tuesday late afternoon. So go ahead. Yeah,
but then we didn't move
fingers.
Into that. We didn't come. We didn't, I'm counting on my fingers.
I see him using his fingers, guys.
All right. So let's back up and tell everybody what happened. I mean, so basically this past spring or early summer, Stephanie kind of basically threw her hands up in the air and said, we need to sell our house and we need to move and we need to buy a bigger home. And we're not big house people. And I know what you're about to say. You're about to say, not necessarily a bigger home, but a home that was better for us with three growing boys.
Yeah, because we had bought our house when Wesley was 10 days old. We closed on our house. So they were little, right? And also, when we bought the home that we lived in, neither one of us worked at home. We both worked outside the home. So we had three little kids and worked outside the home, and I loved our house. And I loved our house for the next 7 years. And nobody actually wanted to move in our entire family. Everybody wanted to just do an addition to make it more, like, useful for what we're demanding
of
it now.
We needed more space. The boys are getting big.
They're getting bigger.
They're always in our faces.
We both now work at home. Like, the house is doing a lot of heavy lifting, and it just wasn't cutting it. So we were like, okay, how can we add on? Well, basically, we had plans drawn up. Every contractor under the sun was like, you are wasting money by adding on to this
house. It
was
just basically too expensive.
Yeah.
It just became more logical.
Well, we were ripping
and
off a good roof.
Effective.
We had a brand new roof. Right. We were ripping off a good roof, ripping off good siding. There was so much almost like damage that we would do to the house by, you know, adding on to it that we wouldn't be able to get back our money.
And the amount we would have to spend to put on the addition did not financially make sense. What started to make sense would be to sell our house and to buy a different house and end up in a much better position financially and have the house we needed.
Well, especially with historically low interest rates. That was another reason.
And
home
construction
equity
loans
loan,
are tough, are much harder to get
because
of COVID.
The pandemic.
Right.
So basically everything was stacked against my original plan. And we decided to do a little real estate.
So, and just giving you all the dirty details here, we also had kept our first home, the first home Stephanie and I ever bought that we raised the boys in when they were very little. We had kept that home and turned it into a rental property. So the idea was sell both homes and get the home of our dream home. I mean,
close,
should I put it that way?
Yeah.
Or just get the home that we think will stay in for a really long time.
We definitely wanted the home that would take us through, right? Like, we just had boys, our two oldest, go into middle school. Our youngest is still in elementary school. We wanted the home to carry us all the way through their school years, at least definitely through college, right, when they're still coming home and everything. So,
and I've always wanted better RV parking.
Yeah.
We have never had a good RV parking situation. We've always had tight driveways. Both of the houses we've owned, I had to unhitch the RV with the truck in the street, which was actually stressful. It's hard to get property in New Jersey. So lo and behold, a home right up the street from our house went for sale, and they owned a Class A motorhome. And
yeah,
for years, they've had their Class A motorhome parked on the side of their house in literally a perfectly designed RV parking spot. I mean, I don't think it was designed for RV parking, but they turned it into RV parking. I could fit two 30-foot motorhomes in that spot. And for years, I've eyed that house jealously and thought, oh my God, I wish I could park my RV at a house like that, or I wish I owned that house. Now, true confessions, when we first went to look at that house and went inside of that house, as attractive as the RV parking was, it needed so much work. I was overwhelmed and less than enthusiastic, but Stephanie had a vision.
Oh, months later, you finally came around. But
it took
me
a while.
The entire family was appalled that I would even be saying that this was the best deal on the Jersey Shore. And it really was. Every single person that's gone through this house after, like, between our realtor, contractors that we had look at things before we actually made the offer, our inspector, and now our contractor.
They're all
who's
like,
doing
this
work,
has great
they're
bones.
All like, oh my gosh, you got such a deal. Because yes, it's going to cost us a lot of money to put lipstick on this pig, but it is, we really
we're redoing every bathroom. We're redoing the kitchen. I mean, it's a major overhaul of this house.
It needed every single
But thank
thing
God the Jayco Eagle is parked nice and cozy right yeah, next door on the side of the house. So basically, we put in an offer on this house. Offer was accepted. But then the mortgages got complicated, as so many things often do with COVID, and the timing of the mortgages got complicated. So we ended up having to close on our home that we were living in before we had completely secured the next home. So basically, we ended up without a home, and we had to move into the RV for about a week.
Yeah, if any of you are out there doing any real estate right now, the banks are a hot mess because I guess everybody's refinancing. They're behind on everything. So you're talking appraisals, like everything takes so long. And our mortgage guy, told us we were nuts to think we were like, we had given the people that bought our house a certain close date because they were trying to get
in. And we stuck to our word on that close date
for
them.
Yeah, we had to. But our mortgage guy had, to his credit, told us, look, you're not going to be able to get, we're not going to be able to do this offer through in that time.
So at the last second, it was either stay in a hotel or stay in the RV. Now, it's not easy to very quickly and spontaneously go get an RV parking spot these days. So I went, as soon as we found out our closing was a go on our house, I went to a county park 20 minutes from home, and I went in and was hoping they had a site, and they had one site left, which the Rangers call the emergency site. It's the site they use if the water or electric do not work on another site. And the Ranger actually held up a sign, and it was from his boss, and it said, do not rent any more sites. We are full. They were holding this one site. I basically told the Ranger, we are the emergency. Closed on our home. We do not own our next home yet. I need somewhere to go. You got to please rent me this site.
Let's be clear. There would be other options at the Jersey Shore. You know, pets, God love them. But, like, we could have, as a family.
We got a cat. We got a dog.
We have a cat and a dog. So not only do I have three kids, but I have a cat and a dog. And I have this fun thing called remote learning happening.
We're in a hybrid situation.
So
mostly remote.
Now I couldn't even depend at least on dropping my kids off. Like, okay, so we have to get an Airbnb or whatever. I couldn't even just drop the kids off at school for the day, right? It was like we have to have a situation where they can actually do their remote days 3 days a week. So it was like, okay, no, the normal thing of just go get a Airbnb wasn't going to cut it.
Oh, it was the whole thing's a disaster. We're even missing the detail. Like, I had rented a U-Haul, and I was hoping to fill the U-Haul and drive it six houses away to my new house. I couldn't do that.
That's not even the true story. I had hired movers.
We had hired movers.
There were so many steps that got blown up.
They had to cancel the movers. I got an emergency U-Haul, which I had to drive all over the country to get, filled up the U-Haul, was not able to just drive it to my new home, which was my beautiful plan, had to get a storage facility 45 minutes away. Stephanie, meanwhile, is packing the RV with everything we need to function for however long it's going to be.
We had no idea how long it was going
to be. So we ended up at the campground, and I feel like I enjoyed it and you didn't, because that's just who I am and who you are.
Yeah, I understand that our situation was different than a typical person moving into like a full-time situation, right? So if people are typically moving from, like, they're saying, oh, we're going to get rid of our sticks and bricks house and we're going to be full-time in RV, I understand that their level of preparation and their mindset about it are different. So they're probably going to experience the whole thing differently. But at the same time, I've been around the block a few times in this industry, right? I know tons of people that full-time. And I have to say, whenever anybody would ask us if we would ever do that, my initial reaction was always no, because I know myself and I know
and
what
we know
happened
our kids.
Exactly when we were in that situation where Friday night, we were totally comfortable in our RV, just like we always are. We're at a campground that's near our home, which we've enjoyed with friends and family for so many, you know, nights over the years. And the crushing anxiety that was in me of like feeling like I'm homeless.
Uncertainty. Well, it's uncertainty is
it does.
Is very stressful.
Like, it feels like you're at the mercy. It's not like if you own a home, you're not at the mercy of a million things. I know that's like a false sense of security.
No, but there were powers beyond our control at work,
right?
Here. So
but it was like, no, honestly, you start to think about what people do, like when they are full time and the stress of like having to get that next campsite, right? Having to, and we were only allowed to stay at this campground for a week. No, was it 2 weeks?
He gave me a week-long reservation.
Okay.
He was actually very nice. The Ranger was incredibly nice. He gave me a reservation for a week, which gave us some breathing room. And then he said, if you need to stay longer, come down and talk to me at the office. But I think there is a maximum 2 weeks stay.
Yeah.
But basically, to sum the situation up, Stephanie had anxiety because our family had uncertainty and did not know if we were going to be able to buy our next home and get that all closed and ready to go. And I had anxiety because Lucky was back in the camper.
Yeah, you didn't.
I have never let Lucky in the Eagle. Lucky had a good run of camping with us in our toy hauler. Lucky chewed on wires and scratched
Lucky
things up.
Lucky was a kitten.
I banned Lucky from RVing.
And the boys never, they don't. Oh, the boys laugh at me for it. They hate the fact that you don't let Lucky.
It's an issue.
Yeah, it's an issue.
So
Everybody
meanwhile, Lucky's in my brand new gorgeous eagle, and I'm worried he's going to scratch things up and chew wires.
You
but
were
he didn't.
Walking around with a flashlight looking at the upholstery after he was on the couch.
Oh, he scratched one spot.
No, he did not.
He did too.
He's not a kitten.
Thank
anymore.
God for this. During that week at the campground, we did get news that we would be able to close on our new home. And also the weather was beautiful. And we were able to spend some time outside. Stephanie and I were actually working out at the picnic tables. But we were waking up.
It was remarkable weather.
It was gorgeous. It was like God's like, you may not know if you're going to be able to move into your new home, but I will give you beautiful fall weather.
It was heavenly fall weather. I was sitting out there at the picnic table working all day, doing my Zoom meetings all day, just thinking, this is like amazing weather. I'm trying to find it in me to enjoy it. Like I was trying to reach
You were.
Deep
you were
inside.
Trying to make it sport. But meanwhile, we're waking up at 6 o'clock to get the kids to school. And we're driving them to baseball games and practices.
Soccer,
it's crazy. Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. This whole year has given me this different appreciation of the RV as a life support system for our family, basically. Now, the cherry on top of all this, and I don't know if Stephanie even wants to talk about this because this got so – this was the highest point of anxiety – the school board called us.
You're going to talk about that.
Because apparently so they got a rumor
got
or
a
tip that we moved.
They actually used the phrase tip.
They got a tip.
So we sold the house in our town and moved 7 houses up the road in our
town.
And
we were under contract the whole time.
And we were under contract. So we were totally covered legally. We had actually double checked on that because we were anxious that something would happen. And so there was no other rental anywhere else. You know, we were completely 100% in the clear legally. And
technically homeless, which not to make a joke of it,
no.
actually makes you technically in the clear because they can't put your
so
kids out of school.
So I know the school law in New Jersey because I was a teacher for over a decade in New Jersey public schools. So I also know that if you are technically homeless, which we were, you have the right under the law to go to your last school district, which we were. So anyway, the school board called on Tuesday morning because they had a tip.
And I think that Stephanie gave them an earful because I think Stephanie knew the law better than the school board.
Oh.
So look, anyway, we were able to close on our house. We're going to come back in a second and talk a little bit about our new house and how perfect it is for our RV and for this RV lifestyle that we live. And we're going to end on a happy note here. But before we do so, we have a sponsored message from our friends at Jayco.
The brand new J Feather Micro Series is rugged and ready for adventure, but also lightweight and easy to tow. The 5 floor plans in the Micro Series are packed with high-end features like 16-inch Goodyear off-road tires, roof mount, solar prep, and pre-wired for an inverter so you can easily use your 110 outlets even if you are camping off-grid.
The included 17-inch Blackstone griddle is also a Jayco exclusive. The side Nerf bars and optional roof and bike racks make it easy to bring your bikes and kayaks along to the mountains, the ocean, the lake, or wherever the open road leads you. The Micro Series has floor plans that are perfect for solo travelers, couples, or families that can't wait for their next great outdoor adventure. To find out more, visit jayco.com. Jayco, generations of family fun. So we are at this moment, residents of our new home.
Yeah.
And we're about to start gutting it and renovating it. And thank God, I think we feel like we really made the right decision. I think
I haven't.
We're excited.
I know that it's a nightmare that we have going forward to redo this entire house, but I haven't had a moment of doubt over the fact that we made the right decision long term for
financially
our family,
for our family
100%
for RVing. Mm-hmm. I mean, the house has great space.
We
put in a 50 amp hookup. Actually, I had a friend come over and say, "Where's your RV?"
Yeah.
Because it's so far tucked back along the side of the house,
you
didn't even see it.
And it could go back further, yeah.
I think we could get it back another 5 to 8 feet.
Yeah, there's just like a raised bed back there that just needs to be de-weeded.
In front of the RV, there's room for a friend to pull over and pull in and stay at the house, which I think is really exciting. We have friends that I'd love to have come over and stay at the Jersey Shore that can plug into the 50 amp. I'm very excited for the house. It's a deep breath before we dive into renovating this home, but we are no longer without a home. And so we're pretty happy.
And it's funny because you're like, oh, I want to do an episode like catching everybody up on all this stuff that like will randomly be, you know, mentioned on social media and everybody is asking us what's going on. And it's so funny because I think that there's like so many listeners out there that really love the updates, right? Like every once in a while we stop like doing 5 tips for fall camping or whatever. And we're like, okay, here's a more personal episode. Here's what's going on in our lives. Here's how it relates to the RV. And like so many of our audience have expressed over the years that they love that, right? It's just like, and then we'll get like, do you remember like the review?
There's the one person who's like I don't want to hear about your house problems.
Shut up and talk about RVs. And I'm like sitting here while we're doing this, and I'm like, who's going to leave the shut up and talk about RVs comments?
15,000 of you will probably love hearing this, and then there'll be one person who's like, this is the stupidest episode I've ever heard.
I don't care about your stupid house. Tell me where to camp.
For the thousands of you that do listen and that love the podcast and that support us and stick with us over the years, we really appreciate it.
Oh, you know what you didn't
mention? I didn't mention. I was about to. The merch shop is open. So we will link to the merch shop in the show notes. If you're in the RV Atlas group on Facebook, we're posting about it every single night. I have a merch shop manager, our dear friend Heather Anderson, who's done a great job putting the merch shop together.
There I don't do merch anymore.
Because Stephanie and I are so bad at it. So look, there's RV Atlas t-shirts, RV Atlas hoodies, RV Atlas stickers, RV Atlas magnets, RV Atlas mugs. It's a merch shop we've used for a while now. The person that's making the merch, mm-hmm. or the company, it's good quality merch. Everybody's been really happy with it over the years. So grab a hoodie, grab a sweatshirt, grab a t-shirt, a mug or a magnet.
And don't
link
tell us
in the show notes
that like after the shop closes, you didn't get merch. Because this is what happened every time. We don't love doing merch, but like people ask and we're like, okay, we'll do a merch shop. And then afterwards, it's like, I didn't know you were doing a merch
shop. We're opening it for a solid month too.
Oh,
in the
really?
Past, we've opened it for 2 weeks. We're opening it for a month. This is basically the holiday merch shop. If you want a Christmas gift for someone who loves the podcast, this is your chance to get it, or for yourself. And Stephanie's right. Inevitably, what happens is we close the merch shop, and then the next week, people are like, oh, where's the link?
I didn't get my order in. Or everybody gets their merch and they start posting pictures. And
that's partly the fault of Facebook, too.
I know, because they don't show it to everybody.
I mean, we announce it every night in our Facebook group, but the way the algorithms work, you may or may not be seeing those. So anyway, link is in the show notes at thervatlas.com as well. And we will see you at the campground. Welcome back. Fall season, the RV Atlas. Thanks for sticking with us.
See you at the campground. A big thank you for listening to this episode of the RV Atlas.
And a big thank you to our sponsors, to Jayco, the Thetford Corporation, Go Power, Yogi Bear's Jellystone Park Camp Resorts, and RV Snappad.
To find out more about the topics discussed in this show, visit thervatlas.com.
And to join the friendliest group of RVers, join us over at the RV Atlas group on Facebook.
See you at the campground.
We'll see you at the campground.